Man, I don't even know what happened. I was born inside of this shit, my fucking parents scrapping. I was mortified as a kid. Police always at my house, all because of my daddy's temper. Man, this shit been going on about as long as I can remember. He'd always blame my mom for the shit he didn't accomplish. I'd hide in the corner like a guinea pig in the process, just knowing he about to smack the fucking teeth out of mouth. It's like when it came to some type of drama, he got aroused. No joke. There was the moments where dad would slowly be creeping up. I would jump in front of my mama, please don't beat her up. I ain't never spoke on this shit, the memories are rough. Smiles and hugs, that's just something you'll never see in us. You know the pain when your parents tell you to go and play, then hours later you see your mom and she got a swollen face. I hope you don't relate, I just learned how to cope today. From the days when I would pick up the phone and say, I gotta leave here now. My mom and dad acting crazy in the same rate, and they've been going back and forth all night. I wanna stay at your house tonight, cause I don't wanna hear my dad fight mama no more. I don't wanna hear the police at the front door. Can I stay at your house? I wanna stay at your house tonight.
I would go to school feeling so frightened, yeah, I was scared. Not knowing if I'ma go home, finding my mama dead. Every other fucking day, dad was always losing control. He was acting like a fucking ape running loose in our home. Man, ever since I was born, they was pessimistic and torn. It's evident, but regardless, they never get a divorce. God, I wish they got around and just checking into some counseling. We could've been a happy family inside our house again. I said again as if we ever were, that's false. Shit I dealt with growing up will forever hurt, I'm lost. We were nothing like the families I used to see on the sitcoms. We were horrible whip bonds, I can no longer sitcom. I would see that my friends had a life at home that was peaceful. They were lovable people who didn't function like we do. Or how I wish I could redo the pain of the wicked days, when I'd pick up the telephone, call a friend and say,
I gotta leave here now. My mom and dad acting crazy in the same way, and they've been going back and forth all night. I wanna stay at your house tonight, cause I don't wanna hear my dad fight mama no more. I don't wanna hear the police at the front door. Can I stay at your house? I wanna stay at your house tonight.
Tonight.
I ain't placing the blame, saying it's mama dad's fault, but all those traumas I had stuck with me as an adult, and it ignited these mad thoughts that I seem to have often. Yeah, that's Hobson. Music is where my last straw went. Now I'm devoted to always give you my true life. The love I never felt growing up, I get it from you guys. Please don't get it twisted, I love both my parents to death. I just think there's issues a lot of fucking parents neglect. We all got these traumas we carry, and sometimes it's scary, cause we bury the nest right there in our chest, and we subconsciously air and project the nightmares and the stress that we dealt with when we were younger. And that's why therapy's best. Listen, if you got kids of your own and you throwing tantrums, don't be oblivious and assume that it won't impact them. Children follow the protocol of the parents' blueprint, so when there's an issue, they might handle it just how you did. I gotta leave here now. My mom and dad acting crazy in the same way, and they've been going back and forth all night. I wanna stay at your house tonight, cause I don't wanna hear my dad fight mama no more. I don't wanna hear the police at the front door. Can I stay at your house? I wanna stay at your house tonight.
Your house tonight.
We'll be right back.